Hey everyone, this is Natalie Satare, your makeup artist and beauty coach here with another episode on the Be Your Own Makeup Artist podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about foundation and how to do your makeup without it, and also offer some insights as to whether or not a foundation-free makeup look is right for you or not. So buckle up, stay tuned, let's cue that intro and dig into a no foundation makeup look.
You are listening to the Be Your Own Makeup Artist podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Satare, former military officer turned professional and award-winning makeup artist and educator and author of the book, Be Your Own Makeup Artist. This podcast is for makeup enthusiasts, makeup artists, and everyone in between. I share insights about the beauty industry, invite industry experts, and try to keep the content more about makeup education and less about buying this or that. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Okay, so before I dig into this whole conversation at foundation, I wanted to address the maybe elephant in the room. If you are a fan of the show or you're a loyal subscriber, I love you. Thank you so much. You might have noticed that I've kind of stopped recording and publishing podcasts. And the reason for that, just full transparency, is that my podcast turned into another production, another piece of content that I had to edit and think a lot about. And how the show started was me having a conversation into my phone and releasing episodes and having just kind of candid conversations on topics in the beauty industry and in makeup that I thought you might find interesting. And then I turned into a production and it turned into something that didn't bring me joy and it stressed me out. And I had a producer and I had, you know, a team helping me with all the episodes. And I've had some of the most amazing guests on the show. And of course, I want to continue having guests on the show, but it was just turning into a logistical nightmare. And I just had to step away from it. But I wanted to come back with an episode that I find interesting. And I think it's a topic that a lot of people want to know about. That's the no foundation look. And I want to have this just really candid conversation here on the show. So I'm going off the cuff. I'm talking to you from the heart. And I'm going to talk to you about how to do a no foundation makeup look. And you might be wondering, how can you teach makeup and how can you talk about makeup audio only? Like, where's the video? Now, I will answer that question. The video is in my online course, Learn Makeup in 5 Days. You can sign up for the course on my website, natalisatare.com/learnmakeup. There are videos in there. I have videos in there with tutorials, but sometimes we have too much visual stimulation, and I like talking about makeup in a way that makes you think about makeup differently. My goal is not to tell you what to buy and to review products and to show you how all of this makeup looks on me. That's not my goal. My goal is to inspire you and empower you with your use and your knowledge of makeup so that you can make choices that work for you and your individual style. So when you are about to put on your makeup and you're like, I don't want to put on foundation, and you want to do a no foundation makeup look, it's really important that we unpack the why. What about a no foundation look do you like? Any makeup artist will tell you that a no makeup look takes a lot of makeup. And I have a couple really great examples. I'm going to throw them in the show notes to show you that no makeup actually requires just as much makeup. And if you're a makeup artist, you're probably nodding with me. As a matter of fact, I think no makeup may even, to achieve a no makeup look, it might even take more makeup than a full glam makeup look. Okay. So, you know, let's just first of all set the baseline there. Okay. A no foundation look is not wearing foundation, wearing makeup, but not wearing foundation. And in order to do that, you need to know, I want to challenge you, like, why do you not want to wear foundation? Because foundation is a cosmetic product that is designed to even out the coverage of your skin. So you could have a really sheer coverage that is like a barely there coverage, and you can have a full face of, you can have a full coverage foundation. There is a huge range of foundation. They're all foundations. They are all designed to even out the skin tone. Just some are more opaque, which means light doesn't go through, or transparent, light does go through. Some are more opaque or transparent than others. Okay. But so it's really important that when you're saying you want no foundation, that you're saying, I really don't want to even out the color. I don't really want to even out my complexion. I want to wear makeup, but I don't want to even out the skin tone. And that's totally fine. I actually don't wear foundation that much in the summer, not for the reasons of not wanting to not even out the skin tone. So it's really important that when you're saying that you don't want to wear foundation, that you're saying, I really don't want to even out the coverage. Because that's what a makeup artist would hear. If you were to tell a makeup artist that you want to do your makeup but no foundation, what we are hearing is that you don't want to even out your complexion at all. You just want to capitalize on what's there. And that's totally fine. Again, I do this in the summer, but not necessarily because I don't want to even out my complexion. It just gets hot and muddy and messy. And, you know, maintenance is required when you're wearing makeup in the summer, and I don't want to do the maintenance. So if you're thinking, wait a second, so foundation can be sheer, like it doesn't have to be full cake face. Yes. If you have a copy of my book, or if you've read any of my blogs, or listened to really any of my podcast episodes touching on foundation, then you'll know all the different types of foundations out there and all the different types of formulations. And then, of course, if you know your skin type, which is something that I talk about all the time, it's step one for me. It's the first question I ask anybody. What's your skin type? I have the free skin type guide, nataliesetre.com/skin type. You can grab it. You can get your skin type. I just released at the time of this recording of this episode, this is January 2024, I released a shopping guide, a skincare/skin prep shopping guide. So it's all my favorite skincare products based on the skin type guide and my book, so that you can actually make a skincare routine with products that I trust, that I use. And it's not a blog post. I'm not getting compensated. That is why it's a paid guide. But I mean, that's not what this is about. But skincare and the formulation for your foundation is really important. And I think one of the biggest reasons why people don't want to wear foundation is because they're not wearing the right foundation for their skin type. They're not wearing the right foundation for their skin tone, and they're not wearing the right foundation, and this is important, they're not wearing the right foundation for their preference, okay? We all have different makeup preferences. Some of us love the full face. Some of us want that barely there. And when you're shopping foundation, if you don't know what you're looking for, if you don't know your skin type, you don't know your undertone, you don't know how to read the bottle and test it out and make a decision, that's okay. Nobody teaches. Well, I do. I teach you, right? But it's not really popular to talk about that. Beauty companies want to make their money. They want to sell you the product. They want to deliver that promise. They want you to have that overnight success. in makeup. So when it comes to foundation, if you are happy with your foundation and you love the coverage and the undertone's a perfect match and you still don't want to wear foundation, then that's great. You don't have to wear foundation. I'm still going to dig into the tips, but it's just something, this is just within me, and I want to make sure you understand foundation is not a bad thing. It doesn't have to be an orange line on your face. It shouldn't feel uncomfortable. It shouldn't feel cakey. It shouldn't look cakey unless maybe you're in theater or you're performing, then maybe it will look a little cakey up close and maybe it will feel a little uncomfortable. I would say if you are preparing your skin well, even if you're in theater, even if you are on stage, you can still apply makeup in a way that wears comfortably on your face with good skin prep and good quality products. But that is another conversation for another time. So if you are still like, I don't want to wear foundation, but I want to wear makeup, if you're still feeling that, that's what I'm going to dig into now. But I just want to make sure that you understand the why you're making that decision. Because if you are not making that decision out of confidence, confidently knowing why, then I really suggest you dig in to your makeup bag and make sure that the products and the foundation and your skincare routine and your skin prep products are working for you and not against you. Because foundation is one of my favorite products because it does so much of the heavy lifting for me, for a good complexion, for a really pretty, barely there makeup look. My sheer oil tint, you know, my tint of color really adds so much beauty to my face. I feel so, you know, it just feels like clean. Again, if you want to skip that, totally fine. But foundation is a heavy lifter in the complexion department. So you're skipping the foundation. You're like, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. Then you need to ask yourself some questions. You need to start thinking like a makeup artist. And any good makeup artist will tell you that makeup is a play on light. You want to bring forward those features. You want to enhance, and you kind of want to set back or recede or not enhance those features that maybe you feel self-conscious about. And I'm going to talk on the basis of everyday, in-person, real-life makeup, because there's makeup for stage, there's makeup for television, there's makeup for film, there's makeup for editorial shoots, for runway, all these things. There's different types of makeup, and you can't put the same piece of advice. It really all depends, right? But for the everyday makeup wearer, you want to apply makeup in a way that is going to enhance those natural features that you're going to feel comfortable in going into a room and you're going to feel great in. And so when you're not wearing foundation, what I do in the summer especially is I reach for those cream complexion products, like a cream blush and a cream highlighter and maybe a cream bronzer. I like to do those creams because on a fresh skin, and remember, we never apply makeup on naked skin. Okay, we always have to have our skincare in place. That is in a post and a podcast episode that I talked about the four, I can't remember how many points, but there were the things that I never do as a makeup artist. And I touch on why you just don't apply makeup on naked skin. You have to prepare your skin for makeup. Now, your skincare routine could be that, but again, skincare, skin prep, it's something I cover in my course. It's something I've covered in blog posts. It's easy to get off topic when we're talking about this, but it's really important, right? You got to stick with me. So you've done your skin prep, you're skipping the foundation, and you want to still do your makeup, just know with no foundation, and you're going to grab your cream highlighter. Let's just say your highlighter, because that's something that I like to do in the summer. I just put on my skincare and I put a little cream highlighter and I highlight the areas of my face that I want to accentuate. That is under my brow, the inner part of my eye, and that is the upper part of my cheekbones. Those are the areas of my face that I want to highlight, hence the term highlighter. And that is what I will do. If I feel like a little extra, I might put a little blush on. I need that life in my face. Maybe my complexion that day is a little bit dull and I want to add some more life into my face. I'll grab my cream blush and I'll dab that on. I'll really blend it in. Creams just look and lay a lot prettier on the face than a powder. I'm not saying that powders are bad. Powder pigments, like powder blushes, powder highlighters, powder bronzers, they all have their place. But I'm telling you, if I were to do a no foundation makeup look, I would only be using creams. And that's the thing is, like, you might be thinking, but I don't like the feeling of creams on my face. That's why I don't wear foundation or want to wear foundation. So you can go in with a powder if that's the case. Just understand that getting a powder to blend easily on the face with like that barely there look is a little bit harder to do. And I like to save time and effort getting ready, and I can do that with a cream easier than with a powder. And then also you need a tool to apply a powder blush or powder highlighter or a powder bronzer, right? And if I'm not wearing foundation, I'm probably in a hurry and I just need to get it done quickly, and I can use my fingers to apply those cream products, whereas I couldn't do that with a powder. Even as a pro, I would have a really hard time applying powder products without a brush. So that would be your next step. So you have put on your highlighter, if that's what you want to do. If you, and let me just offer this as advice, right? Just because everybody puts highlighter on their nose or under their brows or on their lips or on their cheekbones doesn't mean you need to do that. What are the features on your face that you want to accentuate, that you want the light to reflect? If you have a larger nose, or if you are self-conscious of your nose, putting highlight on your nose is certainly not going to, it's going to draw attention. It's in the center of your face. You put highlighter on it. It's going to draw attention to your nose, right? Same as, you know, your cheeks, your eyes. If you have large eyes, and maybe they're larger than your lips, let's say, well, putting a bunch of highlighter on your eyes is only going to make them look bigger. It's going to draw the other person, the viewer's eye to your eyes, is going to make it look bigger. If you want your lips to look bigger and you want to create balance, then why don't you try putting a little bit of highlighter on your upper lip, you know, and then that'll create that balance. So when you are doing your makeup, and again, this is all preference. Some people might really want to accentuate certain features and maybe want to draw attention more to those features, right? There are so many different standards of beauty. And, you know, so what I'm telling you is things that I like to do for me, but that might not be what you need. So you have no foundation, you have your cream complexion products. Maybe you just want a little bronzer, skip the highlighter. You just want that sun glow, right? So then you're going to apply those to the areas that the sun hits your face to kind of get that fresh beachy look. Looks good on really fresh, well prepared for skin, right? So those are the complexion products you would still want to use even if you don't wear foundation. Okay, and then of course, if you're not wearing foundation and you still want to look a little bit more put together, then go in with a nice lip color. You know, I always like to work off of the colors that are naturally found in our lips. I do talk and show how we do this in my course, Learn Makeup in 5 Days. I show all the visuals, and also, if you didn't know, inside the course is a 65-page workbook And if you take my course, you get the workbook, all the journal prompts, all the extra charts and graphs. And then if you have my book, I mean, it's literally, it's mind-blowing. You're going to learn everything you need to know to make really confident and empowered decisions for yourself, right? So, but yes, you'll want to go in with a nice lip and a really fresh lip. I wouldn't go in with something matte. I mean, maybe you do. Maybe you want the matte. I don't know. That's up to you. But I'm just saying, for a no foundation makeup look, and I'm going for an everyday real life look, I would still go in with those cream complexion products. If you're like, I don't want to do that at all. If I don't, I don't want any foundation and I don't want any complexion products at all, then I would just say groom your eyebrows. Maybe do your eyebrows if that is something that feels right to you. Frame the face and curl your lashes. Throw in some mascara and some lip gloss or some lip balm, right? That's just, it's just really healthy and really fresh. And it's a low effort. But there's something about curling the lashes and something about a coat of mascara or two that can, that for me, I feel like if I am not wearing mascara on some days, I sometimes feel naked, right? As I don't have to wear any makeup, but sometimes I just need that mascara. And sometimes I forget to put on my mascara, believe it or not. And I'll feel like naked. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I need to go put on some mascara. I feel naked. So that's for me, that's a preference for me. I just love how mascara really creates the contrast between the white of my eye and the skin on my eye. I love that contrast. I have hazel eyes, and mascara, the black mascara, again, with the whites of my eyes, really helps to make my eye color pop. And that's something I love about myself. And it's something that I want to accentuate. So that's me. And I don't know what it is for you, but I do hope that in this conversation, you are thinking of things that you could do for no foundation look. So make sure that you are practicing these things. It's not going to photograph well. I mean, maybe it will. For me, it does not photograph well, because a photograph is like accentuating all of those highlights and shadows on a like magnified level. So I don't, you know, recommend the selfies with no foundation, because foundation does what I want it to do in a photograph. But I do actually love going without foundation too. I mean, it's not my preferred every day. I like to put on a little, you know, tint of something, just something, give my skin a little oomph and added moisture, because I wear it in addition to my skincare routine. So that's just me. But you do you. That's the most important thing. Practice, practice, practice. And if you love this episode, if you found it insightful, I would love it if you could just shout it out on, you know, Instagram or TikTok or wherever. I sometimes log into TikTok, Facebook. I'm still there. Share it with a friend. Share it with somebody who needed to hear this. Maybe needs a little validation. Maybe needs a little help with makeup. And don't forget to subscribe. I would love to connect with you. So that is it for this episode. Got this whole no foundation thing off my chest. I'm going to link all the goodies, all the references, anything that might be helpful. I'm going to link those in the show notes so you can find those, refer to those as you need. And of course, I would love to see you in my course, Learn Makeup in 5 Days. I would love it if you downloaded this free skin type guide. And maybe if you wanted to check out the shopping guide that I put together, I'm really excited about it. So you can find that all at nataliesetre.com. I hope you have a wonderful and beautiful day. Stay healthy. And of course, until next time, stay beautiful.